The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled amongst us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
To whom do you belong? From the words and mind and heart of St. Teresa of Calcutta, she says, "Jesus wants me to tell you again how much is the love he has for each one of you, beyond all that you can imagine. Not only he loves you, even more, he longs for you. He misses you when you don't come close. He thirsts for you. He loves you always, even when you don't feel worthy. Why does Jesus say, 'I thirst'? What does it mean? Something so hard to explain in words. 'I thirst' is something much deeper than just Jesus saying, 'I love you.' Until you know deep inside that Jesus thirsts for you, you can't begin to know who he wants to be for you, or who he wants you to be for him." In this gospel, Jesus is announcing the coming of the Messiah. He's announcing that he is here in the flesh, present to you. He says that this prophecy of the coming of the one who would save the world, it is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus comes not just to proclaim that he is here, he also says what he will do. "I will bring joy and freedom, sight and faith. I will proclaim the name of salvation to the world." Proclaim the name of Jesus. He is Emmanuel. God is with us. Jesus Christ, the Messiah who has come into the world. Proclaim the name of Jesus. What Jesus says he will do, what Jesus says he will do, it speaks to the nature of his desire for every soul. Mother Teresa had the words, "I thirst," placed in every convent chapel where her sisters lived and worked. It was, in a way, the heart of her mission and the mission of the Sisters of Charity. Jesus, the Savior of the world, thirsts. He thirsts for every soul, for every prayer, for every need. He thirsts for every sin so he can take it upon himself and save you. Not so that we can simply bear it alone. No. He asks for you to give it to him. Give me every suffering. In Jesus, we are always found and never lost. In Jesus, we are always wanted and never rejected. In Jesus, we are always welcomed and never turned away. In Jesus, we do not need to fear. We are always loved and protected. We always belong. Jesus longs for you. You are members of the household of God. You are members of the body of Christ, his church. And because you are members, you have a purpose. When I was in the seminary, every year each seminarian would receive what they called a house job. And the house jobs are always kind of silly in a way. So one year my house job was the bell ringer. It's not a job, it's just an activity. But it would be our responsibility to learn the expectations of our house job and to fulfill that work whenever we were called to do it. So as bell ringer, I would ring the chapel bells for prayers and mass. When it was my turn to be the bell ringer, I had to get up a little earlier than everyone else that week to make sure that the bells were rung at the right times. Now, obviously, this is not a hard job. It shouldn't be, anyways. What was hard was staying motivated to do the job. I had to say yes to this job, even if I woke up that morning and did not want to ring the bell. It's too early. Jesus gives each of us a purpose. In the church, we call this a vocation, a call to love and to serve. We have house jobs within the body of Christ. And we must say yes to the invitation to live and proclaim and share our love for Jesus, even when we are not motivated to do it. We must proclaim Jesus even when we don't want to. We belong to God. We belong to this community. We belong to the mission of Jesus to the world. Jesus thirsts for you. Jesus thirsts for you, and he thirsts for the message of salvation and peace that will be proclaimed through your faith. Don't be afraid of that. Trust in the power of Jesus and his message of joy and freedom, sight and faith, the message of salvation for the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.